Czech branch of Doctors Without Borders was established in 2006 and has grown rapidly in the 5 years of its existence. In 2011, it sent volunteers to 48 missions in 21 countries, not only doctors but nurses and logistics staff, both from the Czech Republic and Slovakia. I spoke to its director, Pavel Gruber, about its early beginnings and present challenges.
Well, the original idea came from, the group of doctors and nurses and other professions which were already working with Doctors Without Borders on the mission. However, by the time they were departing with the Austrian office, and suddenly there came a moment when they discovered they are quite a large group and tried to open the idea that Doctors Without Borders would open in Prague office. It was a quite long and not always easy process. However, as you mentioned, in 2006, the office had been established in Prague, and since the time the office is slowly growing, let's say from one or two men or women show up to 10 employees today.
Last year you sent volunteers to 48 missions in 21 countries around the world. Where are you helping now, and where is the situation most critical, or what is your biggest challenge at present?
Well, ongoing biggest challenge is definitely, or the biggest current crisis, is the situation in South Sudan, because as you know, South Sudan is a, let's say, brand new state. We just celebrated its first years of its official existence. So you can imagine the situation is really difficult there, and situation is getting much more difficult because the flow of the refugees from North Sudan, or let's say the original Sudan, to the northern region of Southern Sudan continues. The latest figures talk about 170,000 refugees, and the flow continues, and often these camps are settled in places which are absolutely not suitable to accommodate tens of thousands of people. So if you would ask me about one major crisis, I would point out South Sudan.
How many doctors have you got there, and what are they treating?
If you are asking like the Czech doctors, I should also mention that the Prague office is responsible not only for Czech Republic but also for Slovakia. And if I'm not mistaken, this year we had in South Sudan 3 or 4 persons, 2 doctors, pharmaceutists, logisticians. So it's, one of the most often destination for Czech and Slovak expats.
And what are they up against? What are we talking about?
What are they treating? Well, in these northern regions, it's really life-saving activity. So it means these people, they usually walk for many days. They come in a really bad state and bad situation. So the first treatment must be with the children, it's malnutrition. With the adult, they haven't seen any medical assistance for weeks. So very often it's diarrhea. Now the rainy season is starting, so we can expect the outbreaks of measles, cholera, malaria. So in that region, it's really, I would call this the core activities of Médecins Sans Frontières, which is really the life-saving assistance. And I should also mention Doctors Without Borders are appealing to the other humanitarian actors, because the assistance is still insufficient and there is not enough humanitarian actors. So it leads also to the fact that even though we are a medical organization, we must support these people also with drinkable water, with water and sanitation. And I can only repeat our global appeal for all humanitarian actors, please increase your presence in South Sudan.
What conditions are these doctors working in? Is it a field hospital that you have, or several field hospitals that you have there in the field?
The conditions are very various. It really depends if we talk about such emergency projects, let's say in refugee camps, or if we talk about the projects in war zones, if we talk about natural disasters, or if we talk about long-term projects such as HIV, AIDS, massive vaccinations and so on. So on one end, you can have a real field hospital being very emergency and very rough conditions. The other end, we have also missions where we have well-established hospitals, where we, for example, work in former state hospitals and accommodate in part of the hospitals. And you can imagine the conditions are a bit easier, I would say, there.
What is cooperation with the locals like?
Well, local stuff is, I would say, a key part of our program. So we could never achieve what we achieve without the local stuff. So local stuff play an important role from on all levels, I would say, from driver up to the doctors. And if I would stay with the medical part, the local doctors are a crucial part of our teams, as well as local nurses, local pharmaceuticals, and so on. And obviously, our aim is not only to provide direct assistance, but to give them the capacity building, to provide them the trainings, as we always try to keep in mind that we are an emergency organization. So we try to reduce our presence if it's possible. Obviously, there are countries where it's not possible, but we try to reduce our presence to most needed month or years, and then to be able to handle the medical entity to either Ministry of Health or of the country or the regional authorities.
And what about the patients themselves, or the people that are treated? I suppose that there are no problems there. There's an interpreter, presumably.
There is an interpreter, and with the patients, again, the situation is very different. I've just now been reading the latest news again from South Sudan, and one of the doctors is, for example, reflecting there how surprising it is for them, let's say, the lack of emotional feedback. But these people probably were struggling so much that even though they received the assistance, for us it's sometimes difficult that they don't, let's say, reply with a smile or something like that. But we need to understand that these people went under such horrific things that it's really hard for us to imagine. And that's one extreme case. Generally, the patients appreciate Doctors Without Borders assistance. Very often in many regions, we are the only health facility, let's say, for the region of 1,000 people. So very often it's the only. And I should point out, it's really important, especially in Africa, you can also find other health facilities, but Doctors Without Borders always provide all the assistance free of any payment for medicals and so on, and this is very crucial.
How do you recruit doctors, and who are the doctors who come to you asking to be sent out? Who are your volunteers?
Well, we generally try to present our presence, our mission and vision, why we do it, what are our goals. So often we are approached by the doctors who want to know more, who want to know the details and so on. Besides this, we organize information evenings, which are open, I should stress, not only to medical positions, because it's not only doctors, it's also nurses, laboratorists, pharmaceuticals, and non-medical positions such as logisticians, HR, who are living with us. So during this information evening, everybody can learn more about what the mission is.
Are they young people? Are they well-established doctors in this country?
I would say it's a slight difference between the Prague office and, let's say, the older Doctors Without Borders offices in the rest of the Europe, because very often the profile of the doctor is something 50 to 60. He's well proceeded in his career, his children are quite grown, and he's looking for either new challenges or the ways to help. In Czech Republic, we have few of such people, but still the majority are younger people. Between 30 and 40, who already have the practice, because we obviously can't take anybody just after the school. We have a certain professional requirements. So yes, this is a difference of the Czech medical profile, that it's usually a younger generation of doctors.
Do they get sent out on one mission mostly just to get the experience, or do you have people who go from mission to mission and actually find this very rewarding?
We have many of those who go many missions. Of course, you've always start with the first mission, and then it's up to you. You can choose if you want to continue and apply for other missions again and again. There are some people who go under the first mission and then discover it's probably not the kind of the environment they want to work in. On the other hand, we have dozens of expats, as I say, not only doctors, who went through 3, 4, 5, 6 missions, and they tend to repeat it. And these are the most valuable, I must say, because these people, they really have the experience. We know them, they know us. So if we talk about the most difficult environment, these are the most welcome.
The Czech branch has been here for, what, just over 5 years? That's not such a long time. What do you do to make yourself more visible, yourselves more visible here in the Czech Republic in order to get local sponsors? You've just launched a campaign, I believe, this year.
We launched a two-year campaign, which has several goals. First, it's to promote Doctors Without Borders, Prague Office General, that it exists, what we want. Second, it's promote to people to join us, to apply for the mission and to leave for the missions. Third is definitely to attract possible donors, because Doctors Without Borders, our global philosophy is we need to rely on private donors. We don't rely on institutional donors such as governments or other global institutions, because if we want to keep our impartiality and neutrality, it's key for us to really have at least what we achieved last year, 90% of the income from private donors. So of course this campaign, it also is promoting, let's say, regular donorship or any kind of donorship. And the last point I must stress is we want to bring the witness about what's happening in the world. So we raise the awareness between the people what the situation is, let's say, in regions which are not that lucky as the Europe is.